welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. And in today's episode, we are going to be going through the calendar for April 3rd. Some of the things that are wanting to be notified to the public is currently, for the next week, the Kearney County Fire and Rescue has been issued a burn ban. That is still going to be in effect. This means no open pit burning, no trash burning in barrels, or weed burning. The agricultural burning will follow these rules. You need to call the sheriff's office prior to the burning. You need to have an adequate fire break around the area to be burned. No burning if the wind is above 10 miles an hour. Also, no burning if humidity is below 30%. And the fires need to be monitored at all times. If you need more information, you can contact Ron Jones at 620-355-1864 or 620-271-4769. Having the ban burn in effect means we don't have much moisture, but it doesn't mean that we're not in the stormy season. So we need to be prepared for that. So everybody needs to be aware that tornado sirens are 2 to 3 minute blast in 10 minutes and will repeat until the warning is over. Also, designated storm shelters are in Deerfield. It is the high school locker rooms you need to enter at the northwest door. And for Lakin, it is the basement of the courthouse. The Emmanuel Lutheran Church is inviting everyone for a 9-week study on the religions of the world. It is being taught by Pastor Patrick Gums. It is every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. So if anybody's interested in that, show up at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church Wednesday night at 7. For the Lakin School District, on Monday the 4th, they have an NHS banquet at 6:30 p.m. On Tuesday the 5th, there's high school track at Johnson at 3 p.m., high school softball is here against Southwestern Heights at 4 p.m. And high school baseball is here as well against Scott City, and that is at 4 p.m. On Wednesday the 6th, they have the HPL High School Art Festival at Sublette. On Thursday the 7th, the 5th grade is taking their train trip. There's a high school softball game here at Johnson at 4. There's a middle school track at Syracuse, and that begins at 4. On the 8th, they have Lakin Grade School preschool screenings. High school boys golf is here at Lakin at 1 p.m. And then on Saturday the 9th, they have ACT testing. For the Deerfield School District, on Monday the 4th, they have the elementary family health and fitness night at 6 p.m. Tuesday, they have middle school track at Rolla starting at 11 in the morning. Thursday, there's high school track at Ingalls starting at 3 in the afternoon. On Friday, there's high school and middle school track at Greeley County. The middle school starts at 9:30 a.m., high school at 3 p.m. Then on Saturday the 9th, there's ACT testing. And then that evening, Deerfield will be having its prom. So everybody enjoy the prom over in Deerfield. The Deerfield Recreation Commission wants to remind everybody that there's Jerry's Crochet class that is every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. If you are interested in attending, that is at Chotsky's Place. There's a $10 cost, so you'll need to have that with you when you show up. So if you're interested in a crochet class, be sure to be at Chotsky's Place at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. Also, the Tot Lot meets every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11. There's no fee, and the parents or child care providers need to be there with their children. This is taking place at Chotsky's Place again. So if anybody's interested in that, be sure to take your little ones to the Tot Lot. Also, if anybody's interested, Chotsky's available to rent. You can host birthday parties or holiday events. You can call Cindy for more information on renting Chotsky's Place or any other activities for the Recreation Commission at 426-6373. For the Lakin Recreation Commission, on Monday the 4th, they have Insanity at 5:30 a.m., Water Aerobics at 6 p.m., Tuesday, they have Payo Live at 5:30 in the morning and Water Aerobics again at 6. On Wednesday, there's Insanity at 5:30 in the morning, Sewing at 1. On Thursday, Payo Live at 5:30 in the morning, Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. And then this upcoming Friday, you have Payo Live at 5:30 in the morning, Insanity at 5:30 in the morning as well. This upcoming week for the Kearney County Senior Center, they have PATH exercises at 10 in the morning on Monday. Tuesday, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, bingo at 1:30 in the afternoon. Wednesday, they have coffee at 8 again, PATH exercise at 10, 10:45 is Bible study. Then at noon is meal site. And for April 6th, the lunch will be enchiladas, beans, Mexicorn, and caramel cheesecake. On Thursday the 7th for the Senior Center, you have coffee at 8 again. 9:30 is the KCCA meeting. At 10 is yoga. Then on Friday, you have coffee at 8, path exercise at 10, and then at 11 in the morning, they have a Garden City shopping trip planned. The Lake and Recreation and Lake and Senior Center are joining forces again for the Harrah's Casino and Kansas City Royals trip. This trip will be taking place May 1st through the 3rd. That will be a Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Game ticket and transportation is $60 per person. The motel information is they will be staying at Harrah's Casino in the North Kansas City area. There are two beds in all the rooms. Each person will be responsible for making their own reservations, and the rates for the room is $85 per night plus tax. Reservations will be under the Lake and Recreation Commission. If you need more information for the trip, you can contact 355-7038, and you must be 21 years or older. This Monday on the 4th, there's the Lake and Sportsman Club annual meeting. It is going to be at 6:30 p.m., and it is here at the Kearney County Library. Other events happening within the community. On Sunday the 3rd, you have the Prairie View 4-H Club meeting at 7, and that will be at Deerfield. And also in Deerfield, you have the FCCLA State Leadership Conference. It's going to be at Wichita from April 3rd through 5th. For Monday, you have this Extension Office going to do the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy at 1:30 at the Senior Center. You have the 4-H Junior Leaders at 6 at the Extension Office. Chantilly 4-H Club meeting at 7 at the Extension Office. And then the People Pleasers 4-H meeting will be at 7 as well, but it will be at the Fair Building. For Deerfield, for Monday the 4th, they have a fire meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 5th, for Lakin, you have the Masonic Lodge at 7:30, also the AA meeting at 8. In Deerfield, on the 5th, you have the City Council meeting at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday, you have TOPS at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 will be weigh in, and 8 o'clock will begin the meeting. You have the Trail Pierce's Quilt Club at the LRC at 7. Also, you have Knights of Columbus at 7:30. On Thursday the 7th, you have immunizations at the Kearney County Health Office from 9 to 11. They'll take a break for lunch. Then they will be back at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and go to 3 o'clock. There's going to be an Extension Executive Board meeting at 5:30 at the Extension Office, Fire meeting at 6:30, Lake and Gun Club at 7, Eastern Star at 7:30, and the AA meeting meets again at 8. On Friday the 8th, the Kearney County Chamber of Commerce will be meeting at noon in Deerfield at Chotsky's Place. There will be another Extension Stay Strong, Stay Healthy class at 1:30 at the Senior Center. Also, for the community, remember that the museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. So if you have any family coming in or you yourself would like to go to the museum, remember Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. is when it is open. Just a reminder on some of the services that we have here at the library. We have copying services, so if you need to make copies, black and white is 10 cents, color is 25 cents. We also have faxing services here, so if you need to fax something to another entity or person, that's a $2 use for the machine, and it's 30 cents per page per fax. If it's an incoming fax to you, it's 20 cents per page. So if you're needing any of those type of services, remember that the library has them available here for the community. That's going to do it this week for us. We hope everybody out there enjoys the week visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.